This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey and Austin Bechtold in for the guys. Moving right along here on a Friday morning. Great discussion about the Steelers and their offseason. What grade would you give it? Surprise moves, moves that you like, moves that you dislike. We'll get out to the phone lines in just a second. Was back in the producer's booth during the break talking to Austin about the Bechtold breakdown, which is coming up at 12:30. You'll want to stay tuned for that. Some great Steelers discussion on what they, how would you frame this, Austin? Somebody with some intimate knowledge of what the Steelers are thinking had some interesting words to say about what their goals are for this upcoming season and beyond. We'll get to that in the Bechtold breakdown at 12:30. Bob Walk, Pirates broadcaster, will join us at 1 o'clock. Have some thoughts on the Penguins and their direction relative to Gavin McKenna. I want to get into that as well. The Home Run Derby, O'Neill Cruz. Major League Baseball business is about to pick up over the weekend, and it'll involve the Pirates, sort of. It's not the sort of business or decision-maker change that a lot of people around here have sought, but it'll pick up nonetheless. In the meantime, let's go out to the phones. PJ in Coriopolis wants to talk, I'm guessing, about the Steelers. What's up, PJ?
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Sure, what's going on?
I think I would give the Steelers a D, mainly, and that is kind of fair, mainly because they let Justin Fields go, who is a surefire starter. He was the future. They let him go. I wasn't happy about that. Then they let Najee go. I was not happy about that. Then they trade George Pickens to away. Like, that's three players right there that could easily turn the team around. And nah, they just let them all go.
PJ, it sounds like you're somebody who's against change.
No, I'm not really against it. I actually like it. I just don't think they made the right moves.
Why would you keep George Pickens?
Oh, he was the best receiver on the roster. Despite the off-season or in-season issues that they had, but I still think he was a really good wide receiver.
Okay. What was your favorite move that they made?
Favorite move, I would probably say, would be picking up the wide receiver.
Metcalf.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, PJ. Appreciate the call, man. I don't agree with that.
No, I don't either.
And I appreciate the call. I'm not trying to shame PJ.
There are some people
allowed to have your opinions. I just don't agree with it.
There are some people that think that the Najee Harris move is a bad move. Like, I would have been okay if they signed back Najee on like a $5 million deal. But I mean, the course was run out on Najee here.
Yeah.
Like, his time was over.
And you get 9 1/4, man. Godspeed. Good luck. Yeah. I'm not matching that.
No, I'm not paying that at all. Not for somebody who, you know, I liked as a running back, but was not nearly the type of player that ended up paying off as a first-round pick.
Honestly, Limits, I'm surprised he got that from the Chargers.
And then they go and draft the running back.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Chargers are doing there.
I don't either, but you know what? Like, Jim Harbaugh's a wacko, but he's kind of a good coach.
Harbaugh likes to run the ball. He likes to run the ball. I mean, he drafted Blake Corum from Michigan. They ran Edwards and Corum, two backs at Michigan. So I'm a little surprised that with Corum still on the roster, they ended up signing Najee and picking Hampton, where maybe it would be.
But if you
Corum
want to run the ball,
Najee.
You've got to have the horses, right? Like,
yeah, and it
I don't
seems
know.
Like
I'll
Corum's
kind out.
Of falling out of favor there, too.
If you have an offensive line, a quarterback, receivers, a pretty good defense, they have all of those things, and you say, you know what, we're really going to lean into having an identity of running the football, and you do it, who am I to judge, man? Jim Harbaugh has done it at other places. He had some pretty good improvement with the Chargers last year, and I don't totally understand it, but I am glad the Steelers didn't get into a bidding war for Najee Harris. I know that much. Rob in West Mifflin, you're on the Fan. What's up, Rob?
What's up, folks? How y'all doing, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, man. Loving the show, man. Y'all hit a lot of topics today, man. Love the show, man. You need to be on there more, man. I ain't saying get rid of Bob and...
Oh, we're not getting rid of anybody. We're
no,
good.
No. I'm just saying you need to be on there more. You're in City Limits, and y'all got a nice vibe going. But I really, you know, I love T.J. Watt, man. But we can't... All this, he got to get more than Myles Garrett or 1 cent more. I'm not no big fan of that. And plus, we can't pay him $40 million a year, man. We can't do that.
I know. I'm with you,
like,
Rob.
I don't know anybody's take on it, but I mean, I watch a lot of football and study what's going on. Like, I don't know if this comes up when the negotiations, like, the last 5 or 6 games, man, he was Casper. He was Casper.
He was Casper.
don't pay him for what he did before. Paying for what he's doing, we can't give him $40 million a year. We cannot do that. We can spend that in other places, man, like another receiver and possibly another safety. Like, that's my take on that, man. And one more take about the Pirates. I'm just not understanding why Mitch Keller's name keeps coming up to be getting traded. Like, he's an innings eater. If you're talking about you want to win, he should be a part of what we're trying to do in the future. Bubba Chandler's good. All these other guys are good. We don't know what they're going to be when they come up here in the major leagues. We don't know what they're going to be. You know what you're getting out of Mitch. You're going to get 5 solid, maybe 6, and that's it, man. I don't know why his name keeps coming up. Mitch Keller for a bat. He's going to probably end up trading for 6 prospects, man. We need some guys up here major league ready, some bats ready. If they trade him, they got to get some guys that's going to come in off the plane and be able to play. Other than that, they got to keep Mitch, man. They got to keep him, man. Love the show, man. Have a nice weekend, folks.
All right, Rob. Thanks, man. Just to hit on a couple points that Rob made, I agree with him on T.J. Watt. I don't like paying an edge rusher $40 million a year. It doesn't matter. They're going to. They're going to make him a one-helmet guy. I mean, the next bit of intel that I get from over there that indicates otherwise will be the first. I think you can maybe play with the yearly money. I don't think that matters as much to Watt as the guaranteed money. But, I mean, they're going to pay him a lot of money to remain a Steeler. And I don't think it's the smartest move they could make. I've made this point a bunch of times before. You look at the teams that pay defensive players an inordinate amount of money, you're not going to find a lot of team success there. You're just not. And I don't think there's a ton of trade value there. Honestly, what I would look at, and this isn't going to be popular among Steelers fans, I don't care, I would exercise my rights as a team. Say, you're under contract. We can also franchise you, and that's what we're going to do. If you want to sign an extension for less than $40 million a year, we'll entertain those conversations. Certainly have nothing against keeping T.J. Watt around. I'm just not going to feel pressured that I have to pay him more than Myles Garrett. I just don't. Like, the Browns historically do so much that is stupid. Do not try to out-Browns the Browns. That doesn't make any sense. Limits, am I wrong here? What? Why should I feel bullied into, like, paying a contract that exceeds what the Browns do?
The Browns is the Browns.
Thank you.
I agree. And one correction, Corum actually plays for the Rams, not the Chargers, so the other LA team. I agree with you. Like, I would not cater to what the Browns did, because just because a business makes a bad decision
doesn't mean you have to one-up it.
Does not mean that you have to one-up the decision and do the exact same thing as them. Now, it does change perspective for TJ Watt being, hey, I'm better than this player. I know I'm better than this player. The numbers back it up, even if the national media cannot see it and is blind to it. TJ Watt is the better player than Myles Garrett. The sentiment is different in Cleveland. The sentiment is different in Pittsburgh. I feel like the national media, for whatever reason, is just off base. Maybe because Myles Garrett plays for an awful organization in Cleveland and he's able to excel there and he's one of a limited amount of people that are able to excel there. That still doesn't mean that I would pay TJ Watt $40 million. I don't want to pay TJ Watt $40 million. I still think that they will. I would try to get it more down to $37, $38 and play around with the guarantees.
Sure.
But if that ends up not being the case, I would at least listen on what a trade is. I don't know if I would deal him because I would want a first-round pick, but I would at least listen. I think you have to be open to it.
I think absolutely. I think it's good business. And if you get a first-round pick, I wouldn't be against dealing him at all. I mean, it would stink, and I think TJ Watt's going to be productive elsewhere. But, yeah, that's a bridge too far for me, man. That's a lot of money. And to just tie up the other loose end on Rob's comment about Mitch Keller, I mean, his name keeps coming up in trade rumors for a couple reasons. One, he's a good pitcher, so people are going to want him. People see the Pirates in the mode that they're at. They're sellers. They're naturally going to call on them. The Pirates are going to listen. They need offense. They can deal from a position of strength, which means starting pitching. So you can potentially deal Mitch Keller and replace him with Bubba Chandler, Thomas Harrington, whomever, Braxton Ashcraft, Hunter Barco. You know, at least in their minds, they think they can probably do that. Now, when push comes to shove, and we're going to get into this in a little bit, I don't think Ben Cherington will be authorized to make a trade of Mitch Keller. I think if the right deal came along for Ke'Bryan Hayes, I think that's different. But franchise-altering trades, I don't think that's something that Ben Cherington is going to have the authority to do. Now, Ben Cherington might not know that. Ben Cherington might be operating, you know, I'm going to try to make some sort of big swing, attempt some sort of Hail Mary because I think I'm on my way out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No. I mean, Bob Nutting is looking at this thing, and I can guarantee you Bob Nutting is not looking at this thinking Ben Cherington's going to be here in perpetuity. And I don't know how or why you would allow a lame duck GM to make a trade that's that substantial. But like Limits was saying with TJ Watt, you got to listen. There's no reason to not take the call or to not have the conversation. Somebody might overpay. And if that happens, hey, that's a different discussion. But, you know, I don't expect that to happen. Let's go to Vince in Wilkins. Let's talk about Pirates. What's up, Vince?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I was trying to say to Limits, I kind of needed his help on this one for like looking stuff up because I'm driving and I'm working. I'm up in Indiana, so if the reception goes.
Well, what are you doing calling us? Pay attention.
Ah.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm sitting. I'm sitting at the get-go. I just finished them off. I deliver sunglasses.
All right, good.
So here's my thing. You brought up the hypothetical about if they would have changed a manager beginning of the season. But you can never prove on how many more wins that would have got us. That's a hypothetical with we'll never find an answer. But I'm going to give you something more concrete, a hypothetical where we can maybe get to an answer here. Brownie came on the radio, I guess, about 6 weeks ago, and, you know, he was defending the Pirates like he does. And I'm like, oh, here we go again. But he made some good points. He said the career OPS of everybody on that starting team that's a hitter is basically lower, or the year, their OPS this year is lower than their career OPS. And I throw in batting average, and if we can, I can't do that. If we could come up with that, I'd like to see it now. I bet all nine starting guys, their OPS is actually lower than their career. And if it was just even, if it was just, if they would have just hit their average OPS this year, we'd have to like look at that, break it all down, and see what it is, and see what it is. But I bet we could actually come up with some runs per game out of that, and how many more wins with that pitching staff we had if these guys would have just done their average OPS and then maybe add their average, since that would take care of the top three things we look at: average, on-base percentage, and slugging. And you could probably get a pretty good answer there. And so what do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a way to do that. It's Pythagorean win-loss. That's a version of it. I'm pulling it up now as we talk. And it's kind of, it's made it.
If these guys would have just done their average OPS and then maybe add their average.
Can you turn your radio down, Vince?
The top three things we look at, average, on base.
All right, we're going to move along. Yeah, I mean, what Vince is saying is they could be better than where they're at. And I agree with that. Pythagorean win total, win percentage, whatever you want to say, their Pythagorean record, basically what it should be, is 41-53 versus 38-56. So three wins better. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, again, this is a hypothetical. You could say if O'Neill Cruz had reached his potential, if Brian Reynolds was playing up to his, if Joey Bart matched what he did last season, if Ke'Bryan Hayes gave you absolutely anything, if Spencer Horwitz delivered on expectations, although he's been better lately, if Jack Sawinski, I mean, you know, ifs and buts, candy and nuts.
Candy and nuts. Yep. What a life it'd be.
I know. So I'll go there a little bit. I mean, they've underperformed, but I'm certainly not going to go there to the extent of like, oh, the players have underperformed, so that makes me think differently about Ben Cherington or Derek Shelton. Absolutely not.
No, because he's the one that brought in a majority of them, or at least have stuck by them.
Right, and they've also created the climate where these guys consistently underperform. And they've also brought in guys who have, they've been outside players. They come to the Pirates, and they're not able to figure it out, whether that's Rowdy Tellez, Tommy Pham early. Pham's been better lately, but there's, it was a big contributing part to a lost season. Yasmani Grandal, Michael A. Taylor, etc. Guys have come in here, and they've thought that they've fixed the offensive problems, and they haven't done it. So I don't know how far down the road I can go with all the hypotheticals there. Let's go to Art in Des Moines, Iowa, wants to talk about Caleb Johnson. What's up, Art?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
Great. Moved to Iowa the same year Kirk Ferentz started there, so I've been following the Hawks for quite a long time. Sent two kids there. A couple things on the Iowa draft picks. You're right on with Caleb Johnson. He's a stud. He did some great things in the Big Ten. He'll break some tackles. He'll break off some long runs that Najee couldn't even dream of. Yaya Block, don't get your hopes up too much. He's a big guy, but he's kind of slow, and he was handled pretty well against top Big Ten competition. The guy that was they didn't draft but signed as a undrafted free agent, Sebastian Castro, watch him. He is an excellent football player, great mind for the game. Reminds me a lot of Geno Stone, another Iowa product who had a pretty good career in Baltimore and now is in Cincinnati, so competed well in the AFC North.
Okay. Appreciate it, man.
Okay, guys.
All right. Take care. That was nowhere near our discussion point, but good intel nonetheless. Excited about the Iowa guys. I think Y.A. Black can be more than a bit part contributor. What do you think, Limits?
I don't know. I want to see how he performs. Well, I mean, I want to see what he does in the preseason. especially with defensive linemen that they drafted in middle rounds.
Yeah, it hasn't been great lately.
No, like, I think Keanu Benton, I mean, he was a third-round pick, but he still has some upside, I'm curious to see. But the Dan McCullers of the world, the Mo Adams of the world.
Sure.
Mo Adams, they signed him, but Loudermilks of the world.
Yeah.
Those types of guys, they have not really hit on depth defensive linemen. So we'll see.
Yeah, they haven't. That's fair. I do think there's an opportunity, though. I mean, you need somebody to play nose. He can do that. I don't know if you're going to see him play more than 30-40% of the snaps, but, you know, I look at Cam. I'm going to try to build in some rest for him. I look at Derek Harmon. He's a rookie. He's going to need a break. Keanu Benton, does he play nose or do they move him outside? Not sure. Can probably be a little bit flexible there, but there's a job to be won anyway. Curious to see what Y.A. Black can bring. He's a gigantic human being. I saw him at the South Side a couple times for off-season stuff. I don't think he is he's not easily movable. We'll put it that way. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM and AM, 1020 KDK, and WAMO 107.3 are partnering to support Pittsburgh public school students for the school year by providing stuffed backpacks for Pittsburgh for PPS at Pittsburgh for PPS back drive. Easy for me to say, huh? You can support by purchasing backpacks and dropping them at a location near you. Just visit 93.7thefan.com to drop off your donation and learn more about that. Weather, cloudy today, a high of Heinz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.